This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're with Anastasia and Warren, Joy 94.9.
I had a coffee with a very, very dear friend of mine on Sunday morning. I actually got sunburnt having coffee with him. And he said to me, look, Anastasia, I know that you're a massive fan of Julia Roberts. Now, I think Julia Roberts is one of the most beautiful women I've ever seen. She's got a really massive mouth. And when she smiles, it lights up the whole cinema screen.
She's got a beautiful smile.
Oh, my God. Absolutely. And those lips, they're like pillows. So I went to go watch the movie. To be honest, I really only watched it for her, but it's a movie about bullying. And I also thought, what a great opportunity, I can have a little cry, because I've been going, yeah, as you know, I've been going through some stuff of late.
Yeah.
And I find it really, really difficult to cry. I can't access the tears. And when I do, I get really excited. So I thought, okay, great, I get to see the woman of my dreams and I get to cry at the same time. Now, unfortunately, I did get to see the woman of my dreams, but I didn't cry.
Didn't cry.
Not a tear, darling.
Oh,
not
no.
a tear. I found the movie okay. It was a bit, you know, whatever. But basically it's about a little boy that's got face, how would you say it? A deformed face, basically.
Right.
And he goes to school for the first time ever and his parents take him to school and it goes about the whole, he gets bullied throughout school because people are horrified when they see his face. And I guess the only time I actually felt really emotional was at the fact that both his parents, Julia Roberts, God, I would have loved if she was my mother. Maybe that's not a good thing.
So
actually.
She was the mother.
She was the mum. And the guy with a massive nose, Clive Owen or whatever his name is, he's the dad. He was a great dad. But they were just such beautiful, caring, supportive parents.
Did they support the child?
Incredibly so. The only thing that I'd say is in the movie what I liked as well is the little kid had an older sister that was kind of ignored because the kid was always sick and he always had operations. So it kind of shows that aspect as well where she kind of feels a little bit left out.
Right.
But they were such beautiful, supportive parents. And this kid got bullied like there's no tomorrow. It was actually quite horrifying. Kids can be really, really cruel.
Can I ask, what did the teachers do though?
The teachers were okay. I mean, I don't think they did. When I think about it now, I don't think they did enough, actually. The principal was actually okay. He was good towards the end. But the parents, for me, stood out. They were the heroes in this movie, absolutely.
Because what I've noticed with, I mean, certainly with my experience as a kid, was the teachers didn't do anything.
Yeah, right, okay.
And I get really angry when I see adults, you know, with people in positions of responsibility actually not doing their job.
Yeah, right.
And sticking up for kids who are being bullied.
Yeah. It's interesting because one of the kids that was the major bully in the film was suspended for a few days and the parents came in to see the principal. So the principal was actually a really lovely man. But the parents were actually the bullies. So it just, the movie shows
the parents of the other kid.
Yeah. So basically you could see where this kid got its behaviour from because it comes from somewhere.
Yeah.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
Why were you bullied at school?
Oh, just typical gay reason, you know, not fitting in, not being part of the pack, you know, not being able to play sport, maybe being a bit overweight.
Yeah.
All of those sorts of things. So, I mean, nothing as serious as what this film tackles.
Yeah.
But it does, it still has an impact on kids when you don't feel like you belong. And then when teachers do not defend.
Teachers, yeah. I used
that
to
really
get,
makes me so angry.
I used to get bullied by this girl, Suzette. She was a large girl and for some reason I was her target and she always used to like, you know, knock me about. And then one day my sister gave her a fat lip.
Oh, really?
My older sister, yeah, she just...
Good on her.
Yeah, she went in there and gave her a fat lip, which was not the right thing to do. But what I wanted to ask you is what kind of advice would your parents give you? So when you were getting bullied, did they support you? Did they tell you what you should do? How to deal with the bully?
Yeah, I think the general advice was to ignore them.
Right.
At the time.
My dad would always say, if they hit you, you hit harder.
Did he?
Always, which is not the best advice, but yeah.
Did they ever go in and grab the bully and say, Anastasia, this,
no.
Where is he?
No, none of that. No. My sister gave her a fat lip and she never touched me again.
No, I think it's good that your parents do stick up for you.
Yeah.
And say, you know, no, cut this out.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's when they don't, that's when I reckon it's an issue.
Hey, now, Warren, I need to say something. You always interrupt every time I'm about to do something really important in my life.
Do I? What do
I? You always ring in the middle of something. Like when it's really, really important. It's either at the toilet or I need to talk to myself or I need to put on a Whitney Houston song to cry, to make myself cry. Because, you know, I've been going through a lot, right?
Yeah.
So I thought, I had a coffee with a friend. He said, why don't you put on your favourite track that you love sulking to.
Which what is it?
Whitney Houston, I Will Always Love You.
Does that set you off?
Oh, my God, completely. And I went, oh, my God, you're so right, because I really want to cry, because you can cry really easily. I can't.
Easily, on cue.
I'm so jealous every time you've got tears when you ring me, and I'm like, oh, my God, I can't access them. So
why is it you can't access them?
I don't know. I try. I mean, don't get me wrong, I have cried before, but I really want to get in there. I want to spend a really good day just letting it rip. You know what I mean? But I just can't. It's just something difficult for me. So, of course, sometimes a lot of people can't actually cry, so they've got to go to devices like, you know, Whitney Houston, I Will Always Love You.
You know, it's the best thing ever when you have a good cry. You know, I feel amazing. Well, everything just lifts off.
Absolutely. Of course. This is why...
You want to do it.
This is why I want to do it. So I went home after I had coffee with a friend and got onto YouTube, and just as the ad played, I was ready. I was sitting on my couch like in a meditative state, you know, and bang, the phone rings.
Was it me?
Like as soon as Whitney had to stop it, and there you were.
There I was.
And I went, oh,
hello.
Mate, this guy. And it was probably you crying again. God knows.
Don't you hate it when you go to the movies and someone behind you or next to you has like a packet of chips?
Well, I had one next to me the other day on Monday when I went watched Wanda, and it was killing me. I was getting so angry inside. I was getting violently angry. She was eating chips, and then she kept – and at the end, to make it even worse, she screwed up the bag, and it was like really loud, and she just kept screwing it and wouldn't put it down. I was like, I'm going to kill you right now. You're coming in between me and Julia Roberts.
Could you hear her crunching them as well?
Yeah, totally. Oh, my God, totally. That's what was killing me. And the end finale was, you know, she screwed up her bag or whatever it is. It was horrible.
It is awful.
I get really, really angry.
So do I.
I generally get angry when I watch with people that chew really loudly anyway. So maybe it's my thing.
But when you go to the movies, do you tend to sort of buy a snack or take a snack that doesn't make noise?
Like, yeah,
well,
I'm
I'll
quite...
select something that, yeah. You know, it's not going to be rustling. Yeah, and
like gummy bears or something.
Yeah, it's going to keep my mouth stuck.
Or snakes. Sorry. But that's just you and me where people please say, like, sorry.
No,
I'd be really embarrassed.
Considerate.
Well, exactly. Like, you don't want to be loud.
I got popcorn stuck in my throat once and could not stop coughing.
And I bet you didn't. I bet you were like, I better not choke loud because I'll interrupt
people. And it was one of those, you know, where it's stuck back there, and it was just irritating to the point where I was like, trying not to cough, and that was making it worse.
Have you ever been shushed at in cinemas?
For talking, well, you no, once.
Oh, have you?
Yeah, once I did.
I watched a man say it to a lady. He's like, shut! Like it was going off, and I was like, oh, my God, relax, buddy.
Someone's got to say it. Well, there's a cinema in the UK has actually banned noisy food.
Right.
It's banned. So I don't know what they're saying, but you cannot have anything that is noisy in the cinema.
Okay.
I reckon that's a great idea.
Yeah, it is. Well, you know, unless they give you headphones or something or anything to block out the sound, or they only sell food that's not crunchy. So,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Or not in some sort of plastic or foily wrap that makes noises.
I just imagine security guards checking your bags and stuff to see if
you're
crunchy.
Chips?
You should also be able to ban friends that ring you and chew in your ear like you did. Remember you did it a few weeks ago? You
That's
forgot
right,
that you had your headphones on. I was going to kill you.
You were
probably
getting so irritated.
I'm getting irritated now.
We've got good friendships.
We do have good,
you and I
very
are good,
good friendships. Oh, we are very much so.
Wouldn't it be good if you could reward them, not just with your friendship, but you could actually just give them...
Give them some cashola.
Yeah, give them something.
Yeah, I wish you gave me some cashola. Give me nothing.
I buy you a coffee now and then.
Oh, so do I. It's pretty even, buddy.
You do too. You do too. Well, Cindy Crawford's husband is one of George Clooney's best friends.
Right.
And he spilt the beans on how the 56-year-old once decided to give back for all the good his friends had done to him with this gesture. So during an interview on one of the US show, George Clooney invited his friends over to the house, and they arrived, and there was a designer suitcase for each of them, and they all had to collect their luggage.
Mm.
It was, you know, it was waiting on the table. I can't remember how many. I think there were 13 friends or something came over, and then he said, "Listen, you guys, I know how much you've meant to me, and how much you mean to me in my life." He said, "Open the suitcases," and they opened them, and each friend got $1 million.
Oh, wow.
$1 million.
See, I would have been that friend next to the other friend going, how much did you get? I would have been counting going, you better have not gotten more. I would have gotten really pissed off if I got less.
Or you would have done like I did when you gave me something.
Or just grabbed another suitcase.
Looked in the bag
someone
to see if there was
looking.
Anything else.
Entirely. I'll never forget. I came over to your place with some goodies in a brown paper bag. And I take them all out and you're like, oh, wow, how lovely of you. And it was some stuff from my parents' garden, some coffee beans and
some
all this
olives.
Stuff.
It was lovely
some
stuff.
Some olives as well. It was really, really lovely. And then you pull, you take them all out and then you look at the bottom. You look at the bottom of the bag like, oh, is that all? No, and your whole kitchen bench was filled with all these goodies. And I thought, what an ungrateful pig. Never again.
I was worried.
Can tell you haven't grown up in a Greek family.
I was worried that
one unappreciative Aussies,
the
mate.
Little tomatoes had fallen out or something, and I'd left it in the bag.
It's very funny. But how lovely of George.
$1 million. I'd love to be able to do that.
Oh, mate, how good. We will do it one day, darling.
We will.
Probably just won't be here at Joy.
Anastasia and Warren, Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.